In choosing Mike Pence as his running mate, Donald Trump has reassured both establishment Republicans and social conservatives. He's also picked someone who, in many ways, is his polar opposite. NPR's Nina Totenberg brings us this profile of the VP pick.
As a conservative talk show host in Indiana, Mike Pence called himself Rush Limbaugh on decaf.
Welcome back to the Mike Pence Show. It's Open Phone Friday.
The show followed two failed runs for Congress that landed Pence flat on his face. His second run was even more disastrous than the first. He was soundly defeated after election records showed he used campaign funds to pay his mortgage, golf fees, and other personal expenses, payments that were not illegal at the time, but in the aftermath would quickly become so. And he used such nasty attack ads against his opponent that he would later renounce them as wrong. But Pence didn't give up. In 2000, he was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, where he served for 12 years, rising to the number 3 Republican leadership position. And in 2012, he was elected governor of Indiana, succeeding the enormously popular Republican governor Mitch Daniels.
Mike Pence is a polarizing figure in Indiana, and that wasn't always true.
Christine Matthews is a Republican pollster. She says that for the first couple of years of his term, Pence was a popular governor who, like Daniels, avoided social issues and focused on economic development, tax cuts, and jobs.
All that changed with the introduction of a social issue agenda.
A failed attempt to ban gay marriage, an abortion law so strict that it makes it illegal for a woman to have an abortion because of a fetal abnormality. And perhaps most important, he signed into law a provision that allowed businesses with religious objections to refuse services to LGBT customers. The state's business leaders went through the roof. Among them, Angie's List co-founder Bill Osterly, a longtime Republican activist who threatened to abandon a major company expansion in the state.
He was clearly pandering to some extreme players in the party here in Indiana. And that was a sign to all of us that he was deviating from what he had told us he was going to do.
In the end, the economic pressure was too much. Pence, after pledging not to change the law, signed a so-called fix to soften it. But the whole episode, plus his support for the abortion measure, had its effect. Until he was chosen for the number 2 spot on the national ticket, polls showed Pence only an even bet for re-election. Still, Pence is, in most ways, the do-no-harm choice as running mate. He may not expand Trump's appeal outside the GOP base, but establishment Republicans are comfortable with him, and social conservatives seem to have forgiven him for signing the so-called fix. Among them, Kurt Smith, president of the Indiana Family Institute and a delegate to the Republican National Convention.
No one gets 100%, so he's batting, maybe by even his critics' math, 85. That's solid B+.
Pence has attributes Trump does not, as Indiana political science professor Andrew Downs observes.
And he balances Mr. Trump out in terms of personalities. He is Midwestern polite, and he's also very, very good at staying on message.
Relentlessly good. Faced with a short yes or no question, he's made a fine art of long-form answers that do not answer the question. Pence may have to use that evasiveness more than once in the coming campaign. He's taken lots of positions that are dramatically different from Donald Trump's. He's been a strong advocate of free trade, endorsing every trade agreement that's come before him, including one specifically opposed by Trump. He strongly opposed Trump's proposal to ban all Muslims from immigrating. He grudgingly embraced Obamacare, taking the federal government's money from Medicaid expansion, but attaching more conservative strings to it. And unlike Trump, he supported the Iraq War. Just how tricky this balancing act will be was illustrated on Sunday when Leslie Stahl, interviewing Trump and Pence on 60 Minutes, reminded Trump that his running mate had voted for the Iraq War.
I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care that he voted?
It's a long time ago, and he voted that way, and they were also misled.
Stahl reminded Trump that he'd harped on this very vote as evidence of Hillary Clinton's bad judgment. Nudging Pence, Trump replied,
he's entitled to make a mistake every once in a while.
But she's not. Okay, come on.
But she's not.
Throughout it all, Pence sat with a bemused smile on his face. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.